Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us.
天父，我们谢谢你，你爱了我们。
Thank you that you love us to the extent that you would send your only.
我们将时间交给翁弟兄。
弟兄姐妹们，主里平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主啊，弟兄和我们分享啊他的一些领受。
We thank the Lord for our brother sharing.
呀，他对主的话语，对这个诗歌，他有一个啊从心里面的真实的一个回应。
He had a true response from his heart toward this hymn.
我觉得非常宝贵。
I think it was very precious.
盼望早晨我们也能够对主的话语，对于这样的诗歌，也有一个真实的回应。
This morning may we all have the same response, a true response to the word of the Lord.
好叫主的话真是能够成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，来引导我们在这永生的路上跟随他往前。
So that His word would be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our path, as we follow Him.
在上周主日晚上还有周一周二我有机会到华盛顿州参加一次的小型的特别聚会。
From last Sunday evening to Monday and Tuesday, I had a chance to go to State of Washington and attended a special conference.
孙果罗弟兄他把他心里面在主领受的一个负担能够和弟兄姐妹有一些的交通分享。
Our brother Godwin's son had some burden in his heart, and he wanted to share with the brothers and sisters.
他的负担特别告诉我们，今天我们处在一个时代转移的一个时间。
His burden was that today we're in a time of transition in terms of time and generation.
他从旧约以色列百姓的历史，从新约教会的历史告诉我们。在这时代转移的当中的那个危机和转机。
And he told us from the history of the Old Testament time to the New Testament church, the crisis and the opportunity that we have in this time of transition.
他警戒我们，也勉励我们，在这样一个时代转移的当中，我们要能够保持一个明确的目标。和清楚的道路。
He warned us as well as encouraged us that during this time of transition, we need to maintain a very clear goal, a purpose, and to stay on the path.
我想我们应该都有感觉，也有一个认识。今天我们所处的这个时代，的确是一个非常混乱，也是一个危险的一个时代。
I believe that all of us feel the same way, and we all have some understanding that the days we live in today is full of chaos.
但更重要的是我们对于属灵的目标和这个道路我们是不是能够明确是不是能够清楚这是更重要的一件事。
But more importantly, do we have a clear understanding on the goal and the purpose and the way of the spiritual path that we tread on?
早晨愿意从主耶稣在马太福音里的两句话我们和弟兄姐妹一同的来接受主的一个劝勉和呼召。
So we would like to hear the Lord's calling and His encouragement from two verses from the book of Matthew.
请我们打开圣经到马太福音。
Please turn your Bible to the book of Matthew.
马太福音第十一章。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11.
我们要读第十二节。
We'll read verse 12.
马太福音第十一章第十二节。这是主耶稣所说的话。从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
Matthew 11:12. From the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent men take it by force.
好，愿意弟兄姐妹和我一同来读这句话。
And we hope that we can all read it together.
我们可以用自己的语言，中文或英文，我们同声来读。
We can read it in both languages together.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read it
together. From the days of John the Baptist until now,
the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force.
好，我们第二处读马太福音第十六章。
Second portion from Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章，我们读。二十四、二十五两节。
Matthew 16 will read from 24 and 25.
我们也是同声来读。
Let us also read it together.
于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。”从这两句主的话，我们清楚的能够看见。进入天国是我们的目标。
From these two verses, we see very clearly the goal that we have is to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
而这个目标乃是要我们顺服属天的权柄，并且彰显属天的性格。
And this goal is so that we can submit ourselves under the authority of the kingdom of heaven, and so that we can display the character of the kingdom of heaven.
那什么是这条道路呢？
So where is the way?
努力进入是我们的道路。
Take it by force.
这个道路就是舍己背起自己的十字架跟从主的一条道路。
And this way simply is to deny ourselves, take up his cross and follow him.
好，那我们现在知道我们有一个明确的目标，乃是主呼召我们要进天国。
So now we have defined a very clear goal that he has called us to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那我们也有一条清楚的道路，乃是要舍己背起十字架来跟从主。
And we also have a clear way to tread on that we need to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him.
那我们首先我们必须要认识，来回顾一下什么是天国。
Then first of all, we need to first see what is the kingdom of heaven.
我想在整本圣经当中，从旧约到新约，我们非常清楚能够看见圣经告诉我们神的国，也告诉我们天国。
So from the whole entire Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, we see very clearly what is the kingdom of God, and he shows us the kingdom of heaven.
那神的国和天国之间有什么相同，有什么不同的地方？
And what's the difference? What are the similarities between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven?
简单的说，神的国就是神掌权的范围。
Simply put, the kingdom of God is the realm where God reigns, where he rules.
弟兄姐妹，这个范围有多大？
How big is that realm?
你觉得神掌权的范围是什么？
What do you think the realm of God's authority is?
我相信我们蒙恩的人都知道，神掌权的范围乃是宇宙，甚至于超越宇宙所有的一切。
All of us who knows God probably think that God's realm of authority is all encompassing everything that he created, everything in the universe.And everything in it.
对，包括看得见的或是看不见的。
Including both that which is visible and invisible.
神在一切之上，他也在一切之中掌权。
He's above all and he's in all and he's ruling through it all.
这是神的国，这是神掌权的范围。
And that is the realm of his authority.
那神是从什么时间到什么时间他在掌权呢？
And when did his reign start and when will it end?
我想我们都知道神乃是从永远到永远他在掌权。
And we all know this, from everlasting to everlasting, he reigns.
这是神的国所给我们的一个概念。
And that is the kingdom of God.
那天国是什么呢？
So what is the kingdom of heaven?
天国它的一般性的定义，它很清楚告诉我们，乃是天在掌权。
And the very simple definition of the kingdom of heaven is that the heaven reigns.
那天掌权呢，也就是说到神掌权。
And which means God reigns.
所以在这个角度来看天国的时候呢，我们看到天国与神的国呢是互通的。
So from that aspect of the understanding, then perhaps the term kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God is interchangeable.
天国可以说是神的国的一部分。
Or you can think of it as the kingdom of heaven is a portion of the kingdom of God.
那从圣经里面，特别是从马太福音里面，有32次提到天国这个词。
But in the book of Matthew, it mentioned kingdom of heaven 32 times.
对，在这个马太福音里面讲到天国的一个特定定义，就告诉我们在地上有一群的人是让神在他们身上来掌权。
And then from the definition in the book of Matthew, it shows us on the earth there's a group of people who allows the Lord to have authority in their life.
从这一群的人身上，他们能够让神的荣耀的性情在他们身上能够彰显。
And from this group of people, the glorious character of God can be displayed through them.
所以这是从马太福音里面说到天国所给我们认识的一个特定的那个定义意义。
So that is a special definition that the book of Matthew gave us regarding the kingdom of heaven.
那我们就来想，那天国它在地上的那个时间是从什么时候开始到什么时候结束呢？
So if you think about the time span of the kingdom of heaven, when did it start on the earth and when will it end?
天国乃是从主耶稣第一次来到地上呼召门徒开始的。
When the Lord Jesus came on the earth, when he called out to his first disciples, the kingdom of heaven began its rule on the earth.
记得吗？当施洗约翰为主耶稣做见证的时候
，If you remember John the Baptist, how he testified of Jesus,
他所传的福音乃是说天国近了。你们应当悔改。
Remember, when he beginning calling out on the earth, he says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent.
所以我们知道，当施洗约翰在那里介绍主耶稣的时候，天国是非常靠近。
So when he introduced the Lord Jesus on the earth, he was saying, kingdom of heaven is near.
然后我们看见，当主耶稣开始公开服事的时候
，So when Jesus began his public ministry,
他所传的第一个信息
，the first message he preached,
他同样的说。天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Was the same. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那我们看到，因为天国的君王已经来到了。
Because the king from the kingdom of heaven has arrived.
但当这位天国君王在那里宣告这天国福音的时候，他仍然是说天国近了。
So when the king called out this gospel of the kingdom of heaven, he also said, the kingdom of heaven is near.
为什么呢？
Why did he say that it was near?
因为天国的来到不仅要有君王。
Because the kingdom of heaven does not only need a king.
他还必须要有天国的百姓。
But he also needs people.
所以因此当主耶稣呼召门徒开始。
So when he began calling out his disciples.
我们看见当这几位门徒跟从耶稣的时候，那就是天国的开始。
When a few disciples began following this king, then the kingdom of heaven began on earth.
那天国到什么时候结束呢？
But when will this kingdom of heaven end?
天国乃是到主耶稣第二次再来的时候。
Until the Lord Jesus comes the second time.
因为启示录告诉我们，世上的国要成为我主和主基督的国，他要作王。
Because the angels proclaim in the book of Revelation, the kingdom of the earth has become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ.
换句话说，当主第二次再来的时候，我们看到这个天国它要有一个转换，它要进入到一个国度的里面。
So when the Lord returns the second time, this kingdom of heaven will be transitioned or transformed into a thousand-year kingdom.
这个变化主要就是说到这个隐藏的天国要显明出来在所有世人的面前。
Or in another way, we can think of it that this kingdom of heaven, that which is invisible to the world right now, will become visible to everyone.
对，所以弟兄翻译得很好。现今这个天国对世人来说，它是隐藏的。
Currently, right now, in our time, the kingdom of heaven is hidden to the world.
世人他不懂得什么叫做神在掌权，他不懂得什么叫做主基督在掌权。
This earth, this world does not understand what it means for a king to rule in their life.
但是到了千年国度来临的时候，我们看到这个国度他要完全的显明在所有世人的面前。
But when the Lord returns, when he begins this thousand-year kingdom, this kingdom will be visible to everyone.
万膝要跪拜，万口要承认耶稣基督他是那位万有的主。
Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he is Lord and he is King.
所以现今虽然天国对世人是隐藏的。
So even though today the kingdom of heaven is hidden.
但对我们信主的人这天国却是显明的。
But to all of us who believe this kingdom of heaven is very apparent.
主耶稣就对门徒们说过神的国在你们的心里，神的国就在你们的中间。
But because the Lord Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is in your heart, the kingdom of heaven is in your midst.
弟兄姐妹，世人不懂得主的权柄。
The world does not understand the authority of the Lord.
我们应该是认识并且是顺服主权柄的一般人。
But we all should know His authority and we should submit ourselves under His authority.
世人不认识主耶稣那个生命。
The world does not know the life,
the
nature, the character, the beauty of the Lord Jesus.
但我们信主的人，我们却已经知道了。
But all of us have already known it.
当早晨我们在擘饼纪念主的时候
，This morning as we broke bread, as we worship Him,
我们从弟兄姐妹们的祷告，从弟兄姐妹的赞美里头，我们知道我们是认识主的一般人。
From all the praises and worship from the saints, we know that we have known the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是为什么今天天国向世人是隐藏的，向信主的人。
That's why we say that this kingdom of heaven is hidden in the world, yet it is revealed to all of us who believe.
而今天这隐藏的天国乃是要借着神的教会在地上来显明出来。
And this today in our time, the Lord wants to reveal His kingdom to the world through His church.
而神要借着教会，也就借着这样一个隐藏的天国，要来带进他荣耀的国度。
The Lord wants to reveal.His kingdom and to bring in his kingdom through the church.
如果我们读到圣经到新约最末了启示录，也是整本圣经最末了的时候。
If you read to the very end of the book, the Revelation,
我们就清楚看见神他的心意，然后叫一个荣耀的国度被建立在全地上。
You see that his desire at the end is so that his kingdom, a glorious kingdom, can be established on the earth.
借着基督在地上。公开的作王掌权一千年之后，我们看到神的心意要引进一个新天新地。
That after a thousand year kingdom, when the Lord rules and reigns on the earth, He will bring in a new heaven and a new earth.
最终我们看到神永远的旨意得着完全的成就。
And then we can see the full completion of His eternal purpose.
因此我们必须要注重，要看重这天国的实际。是何等的宝贵。
So we need to see how precious is the reality of this kingdom to us.
弟兄姐妹，我们蒙恩得救之后，我们在地上不是一般白占地土的人。
That we, after we are saved, we're not just here living freely on the earth.
我们不能够和世人一样吃吃喝喝过完一生就完了。
We're different from the world. We're not just eating, drinking, marrying, and giving to marriage.
当我们每个主日早晨来擘饼纪念主的时候
，Every morning, every Sunday morning, as we come and worship Him,
我们一次一次被主的提醒
，We are reminded over and over.
一方面，我们知道主是何等爱了我们
；On one hand, we know how the Lord loves us.
另一方面，我们必须要记得主他用何等的赎价买赎我们的那个心意是什么。
On the other hand, we need to understand why He has purchased us and redeemed us by His blood.
神要借着他的教会。来带进来成就那个永远的旨意。
That He has redeemed us so that as the church we can bring in His eternal purpose.
神要恢复并且来完成他起初造人那样一个荣耀的心意。
And He wants to recover that glorious purpose and design that He has done when He first created man.
神要人来代表他治理全地，治理神所造的万物。
He still wants men to represent him, to rule over all things that he created.
并且要人在地上生养众多，遍满地面。
He wants men to multiply and to cover the earth.
借着人能够把神所赐的生命能够彰显，能够见证在全地。
That through the man he created, the life of Christ, the life of God can be manifested.
因此我们早晨我们要一同来看清楚到底这天国的实质的意义是什么
？Therefore, this morning we need to see very carefully and clearly what is the character and the nature of the kingdom of heaven.
感谢主，在早晨擘饼的时候，我们啊太仆弟兄一开始就提醒我们。
We thank the Lord, our brother Tai has reminded us at the very beginning.
看啊，父何等的慈爱，叫我们得称为神的儿女。
Behold what manner of love the Father has given to us.
感谢主，圣灵也感动弟兄姐妹有许多非常美好的回应祷告。
And we praise the Lord among all the saints there were very beautiful response through prayers and singing.
因此我们一同见证我们真是从神所生的儿女。
So we can all testify we have truly been born of God.
神把他那样一个何等美好的生命赐给了我们。
And we indeed are His children as He has given us His life.
而这个生命要在我们里面。
And His life is in us.
要从我们身上。
And it will be lived out through us.
要来彰显神本性一切的丰盛和美德。
And all the fullness and all the beauty of the life of Christ can be manifested through us.
所以早晨我们真的是要为着我们能够成为神的儿女，我们真的是要欢喜快乐。
So this morning we should rejoice as we can truly be called children of God.
但是我们也不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
今天神把他的生命赐给了你，赐给了我。
That he has granted his life to you and me.
他有一个极荣耀的心意。
He has a glorious purpose.
让我们能够在地上。
He wants us
能够来彰显他自己，能够来见证他自己。
That we can manifest him, we can testify to him while on the earth.
当弟兄姐妹，我相信多数的弟兄姐妹应该都读过了马太福音。
I believe most brothers and sisters have read the book of Matthew.
在马太福音五六七三章。我们一般称之为登山宝训。
The chapter 5, 6 and 7, we commonly call it the Sermon on the Mount.
我们知道在那里主耶稣对着他的门徒有许多宝贵的教训。
And the Lord has given some very precious teaching to his disciples.
但在那一些宝贵的教训当中，
Among all these teachings,
他最重要的中心思想呢，是让我们看到，让我们能够认识这位天国君王的那个生命。
The most important part of the central message he has given us is so that we can see the true life of the King of the Kingdom of Heaven.
姐妹，这一点是非常重要的。
This is the most important.
如果我们把马太福音五六七三章的主的教训当作就是教训的话，
If we only see the Sermon on the Mount as a list of doctrines,
你就会发现说这谁做得到？
And then you will think of to yourself, then who can do all of this?
这不是我们能够做得到的。
None of us is able to achieve it.
那为什么主耶稣在那里来教训门徒呢？
Then how can the Lord teach his disciples?
主乃是要他的门徒，主乃是要我们认识主的那个生命，他的性情的丰丰富富。
It is because the Lord wants us to see and to know how the fullness and the beauty of the life of Christ.
而主已经把这个生命赐给了我们。
And he has already given this life to us.
同学们，我们要知道，
so we ought to know that we have this life in us.
这个生命不是一般的生命。
And this life is not common.
不是我们从前所以为的生命。
It is not life that we have imagined before.
这生命乃是主的生命。
But it is the life of the Lord himself.
乃是神自己的生命。
It is God's own life.
神本性一切的那个丰盛和一切的那个美德都在这个生命里面赐给了我们。
All the fullness and the nature and the beauty of the Lord himself has been given to us through this life.
好，那我们认识了这天国的生命，那跟我们有什么关系呢？
So if we know the nature of this life, what does it have anything to do with us?
主耶稣要他的门徒要成为天国的子民。
And he wants his disciples to become citizens of the kingdom of
heaven. 记得吗？一个国度他必须有君王，他也必须要有人民。
For a kingdom, it has to first have a king, but also to have people.
因此，不仅这个天国的君王，他要把神本性的丰盛显明出来。
So this king wants to manifest the life of the king.
这天国的君王也要他的子民能够把这样一个生命的一切丰盛和美德能够显扬，能够见证出来。
Not only he wants to testify his own life, but also he wants his people to manifest, to live out this life.
因此神不仅把这样一个宝贵的生命赐给了我们。
So he has given this precious life to us.
神他亲自的要叫这个生命在你我的里面能够被经过制作，经过培养之后，他能够渐渐的成为我们的性格。
But also by his own power and his own spirit, he wants to mold and make this life to become a reality in us.
就叫我们这个人的性格能够来发表，能够来彰显这样一个宝贵的生命。
So his nature and his character can be lived out and can be manifested through our life.
那这些天国有哪一些性格呢？
So what are some of the characters of this kingdom of heaven?
或者说这天国的生命它的实际的内容是什么呢？
Well, what are the reality of the true content of the life of the kingdom of heaven?
那我想我就以我们简单我们都非常熟悉的这个八福，是不是在登山宝训里面主耶稣讲到的八福？
And you can see it very clearly from the very beginning, the Beatitudes.
这八福 它的意思不是说不光只是说，哎呀，我们要得着这样的福。
The meaning of these beatitudes is not only that we can receive the blessings.
这个八种的祝福里面，它让我们看到天国子民或者天国君王生命里面那样八个方面的美好的性格。
But these beatitudes shows us the eight very beautiful characters of the life of the king.
比方说，主耶稣他第一个提到。他说虚心的人有福了。
For example, it begins by saying, blessed are the poor in spirit.
对， 弟兄翻译得很好，这个中文翻译虚心，它英文原来意思就是讲到邻里贫穷的人。
Yeah, the Chinese translates it as humble, but in the English it's very good. It says poor in spirit.
那邻里贫穷其实就是简单说就是谦卑。
Or on the other hand, it's being humble.
我们看到这是一种性格。
It is a character.
那还有讲到哀痛。
And those who mourn.
他也讲到温柔。
Those who are gentle.
他也讲到饥渴慕义。
Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
说到连续。
Those who are merciful.
说到清心。
Those who are pure in heart.
使人和睦。
Those who are peacemakers.
为义受逼迫。
And those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness. 这里都是
说到天国子民应当有的那个性格。
This all points to the character of the kingdom of heaven.
那今天我们看到我们因着信了主。神把这样一个美好的生命赐给我们。
Because we have already believed in Him, so He has given us this life of His.
那神要根据这样一个生命，在我们身上来制作，来培养出那天国的性格。
As He has planted this life in us, He wants this life to grow and to be manifested through us.
在马太福音十八章啊，有一次门徒们就来问耶稣说：“天国里谁是最大的？”
There was one time in Matthew 18.All the disciples came to the Lord and says, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
弟兄姐妹，你会怎么回答这个问题？
How would you answer that question?
我想我们读过马太福音，我想我们就知道答案。
If you have read the book of Matthew, you probably remember the Lord's answer.
主耶稣回答门徒说，你们若不回转成像孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
He says, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们看到这个要变成要进天国啊，要变成像小孩子的样式。
The Lord says, if you want to even enter the kingdom of heaven, you must be converted to be like a children.
那我们可能会像尼哥底母一样，我们只会越来越老，我们怎么能够变成像小孩子的样式呢？
Probably all like Nicodemus, we would only think that we're only getting older. How can we be converted to be like children?
所以主耶稣就要跟门徒们说解释一下。
So the Lord explained it.
他说：“所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里怎么样，就是最大的。”
So he explained it, saying, "Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven."
好，我们就明白了。这个谦卑是天国性格里面一个非常重要的一个特点。
So being humble or being poor in spirit is one of the most important character of the kingdom of heaven.
我想问弟兄姐妹一个问题。
So let us ask ourselves this question.
你谦不谦卑？
Are you humble?
我看到年轻弟兄姐妹他们摇头。
We see many of the young brothers and sisters are shaking their heads.
那没有摇头的呢？
What about those who are not shaking their heads?
我想我们心里面都知道。
We probably know in our hearts.
在我们这个天然人里面哈，是没有谦卑这种性格。
In our nature, in the natured life that we have, there is no humility.
Yes. 因为我们这个人实在是有太多骄傲的本钱。
There are so many things that we are proud of.
我记得刚信主啊，我还在听福音的时候。
When I was still a gospel friend,
跟我传福音的弟兄有一次他就用了一个例子。
There was a brother who shared the gospel with me. He used an example.
有两个叫花子在讨饭。
He said there was one time there were two beggars. They were panhandling.
那我们知道叫花子就是很可怜，他们什么都没有，他们就是靠讨饭为生。
We know as beggars they had nothing. They are actually pitiful. They can only beg for money.
那他们分别讨到了一些东西之后。
So they had begged and received some.
那一个乞丐就对另外一个乞丐说。
So one beggar was boasting to another one.
哎，你讨的是什么东西啊？我讨的比你好，比你多。
He was saying, what are the things that you got? Look, I have gotten more.
弟兄姐妹，从父母亲所生的，没有一个是不骄傲的。
So everyone that's born of a mother, we have all of us have pride in us.
因着始祖犯罪堕落之后
，Because Adam has sinned,
那撒旦的骄傲就被深植在人类的 DNA 里头。
That the pride that began with Satan has been ingrained in our DNA.
像我们这样一个从头到脚。从里到外都是被骄傲玷污的人。
That we have been corrupted by his pride from head to toe, from inside to outside.
我们如何能够有谦卑的性格呢？
How can we possibly be humble?
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
是主借着他儿子的救赎。
It is by the redemption of his son.
他把一个谦卑的生命赐给了我们。
He gave us a life that is poor in spirit.
只有我们的主耶稣的生命才有谦卑。
Only humility is only found in the Lord Jesus.
当然要说说到主耶稣的谦卑，实在是太多太多我们可以说的。
And there is much we can talk about His humility.
但是我们要明白的一件事情。
But we need to understand this.
就今天神把一个非常宝贵的生命赐给了我们。
That He has given us the most precious life.
他在我们身上。他还要来制作。
And he wants to make this life into us.
他借着各样的环境，借着各样的人事物在我们身上，叫这个生命的性情能够被制作成为我们的性格。
He makes all things work together so that this character, this life can be molded in us.
好叫我们能够成为天国的子民。
So that we can truly be called children of God.
好叫我们能够来彰显这天国这美好的一个见证。
That we may manifest the testimony of the kingdom of heaven.
因此我们要顺服主的权柄。
So we ought to submit ourselves under the authority of the Lord.
叫主能够在我们身上，他能够有主权来自由的来制作，叫他的生命能够被制作。
So that he can have true authority, that he have freedom to do his work in us.
让他能够在我们身上渐渐的能够来彰显他自己那个生命美好的性格。
So that his character, his life can truly gradually live out from us.
好，那我们如何能够来进天国呢？
So how can we enter into the kingdom of heaven?
既然主呼召我们进天国，这是我们的目标。
Since he has called us, since this has become our goal.
那我们如何能够在我们蒙恩之后的这条路上哈？我们能够让主的工作能够得着成就。
After we have been saved by His grace, how can we allow the work of the Lord be accomplished in our lives?
让我们在每天生活当中能够活出这个天国的实际。
How can we live out the reality of this kingdom of heaven in our daily lives?
叫我们能够顺服这个天国君王的权柄。
So that we can submit ourselves under the authority of the King.
叫我们能够来彰显这天国君王的性格。
So that we can live out the character of the King.
我们必须要先来澄清一件事情。
We need to clarify one thing first.
因为主告诉我们说，天国是努力进去的。
Because the Lord says here, the kingdom of heaven is taken by force.
这和我们对于恩典的这个认识哈观念好像有一个出入。
It seems to be different from our understanding of grace.
的确，永生和天堂是神白白给人的恩典。
Truly, this eternal life and the kingdom of heaven is given to us freely.
凡相信接受耶稣救恩的人就得着了永生。
That grace is free as long as we believe in the salvation of the Lord Jesus. This eternal life is given to us.
在我们信的时候，我们就得着一个新的生命。
The moment we believe, His new life is given to us.
那这个恩典呢，他还保证我们将来能够进入天堂。
And by His grace, He has guaranteed that we will enter into heaven.
啊，弟兄姐妹，盼望我们对于这神白白的恩典，我们有个清楚的认识。
May we have this very clear understanding of His free grace.
但是天国却是要努力进入的。
But kingdom of heaven needs to be taken by force.
努力的人才能得着。
And the violent man takes it by force.
这个努力是说到什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be violent?
其实如果我们去看英文的翻译，它原来的意思就是告诉我们乃是要暴力。
And that the English actually translates it into violence.
对，我觉得弟兄讲的英文很好啊，很多时候我们都不太喜欢这个暴力啊，残暴。
Very often we don't like this word violence.
在这里正是这里进天国的那个道路。
But here is exactly what the Lord describing, that this is the way to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
要暴力。
We need to take it by violence.
要非常暴力。
To take it by force.
不是对着别人。
Not to others.
乃是向着自己。
But to ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，天国是要对自己残暴的人才能够进去。
That we need to be violent to our own nature before we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
当然这个残暴啊，不是可能有些人会想偏了，不是要自残哈。
And I don't mean that we need to be mutilating ourselves.
这个残暴乃是说到为了要达到进天国这个目标。
But what it means is that for the purpose, the goal of entering into the kingdom of heaven,
我们要尽全力。
That we need to use all forces possible.
我们要尽所能。
Use all of our might.
我们要来能够照着主的话语所说的舍己背起十字架来跟从主
and to follow the word that he has spoken to deny ourselves to take up our cross and follow him
所以我们知道这个努力完全不是靠着我们天然人的一个力量和我们的方法
so taking it by force does not mean that we need to rely on our own strength from our natural life
简单的说努力进天国乃是要说到承认我们靠着自己是不行的
But to take it by force means that we deny ourselves saying we cannot do it
我们要来完全的倚靠主
We have to rely on the Lord fully, 100%
好那我们进天国这条路是怎么开始呢
So how can we begin on this journey of entering into the kingdom of heaven
我想我们从悔改开始
That we need to, it starts with repent
那怎么继续呢
How do we continue on this road
就是舍己
That is to deny ourselves.
天天背起自己的十字架，跟从主。
Take up our cross daily and follow the Lord.
这就是我们进天国的那一条道路。
That is our way.
好，那悔改是说到什么
？So what does it mean by repent?
我想，对我们信主的人，我们都知道悔改是什么意思。
All of us who have believed, we already have heard of this word repentance.
因为我们都是经过认罪悔改来相信接受耶稣基督十字架救恩而。得着重生得救的一般人
Because we have all repented of our sins and received the salvation on the cross and we have been redeemed.
我们借着认罪悔改相信接受耶稣的救恩我们就从水和圣灵重生了
And we have been born again from water and from the blood.
这个重生就说到我们从神那里领受一个恩典而这恩典就是神的生命就是主耶稣的生命
And this being born again simply means we have received the grace that is free that is this new life from the Lord himself
好，这是那个起点
And that is our beginning
但是我们蒙恩得救之后我们仍然需要时常的悔改
But after we have been saved by grace we still need to repent often
这悔改的意思就是说从一个错误的方向能够转回
Repenting simply means to turn around from a wrong direction.
那什么是我们进天国的那个错误的那个方向呢
What would be a wrong direction as we head towards the kingdom of heaven?
就像是当我们蒙恩得救之后
Just like after we have been saved.
如果在我们生活当中我们仍然向着罪、或者向着世界或者向着我们这个肉体而去的话那就是一个错误的方向
If we're still living towards sin or towards this world or towards indulging our flesh then that would be a wrong direction
好因为不管是罪恶也好不管是世界也好不管是我们的肉体也好它都是和天国是怎么样是相反的方向
Because whether it is of Satan or it's of our flesh or it's of sin it's all the wrong direction the opposite direction from the kingdom of heaven
就像说我们在生活当中如果常常还被一个罪恶所捆绑所辖制
For example, if we're still entangled by a specific sin in our life
那我们就知道我们的方向不对了
Then we know we're living the wrong direction
那如果我们在我们生活当中我们常常还是在那里发肉体还在那里顺着自己的情欲而生活的话那我们也知道这个方向和天国的方向是不对的
And if we're still living according to our own flesh or according to our own temperament, we know that's the wrong direction.
因此我们看到在进天国的这个努力上面我们必须要留意我们的目标我们的方向到底是对还是不对
So as we try to take the kingdom of heaven by force, we need to be very clear to see if we're going the right direction.
所以我们时常需要悔改需要回转来转向神所为我们设立的目标
So we do often need to repent and to turn around and face the correct direction
我们从圣经里面看到在旧约时代末了的时候神的百姓以色列他们远离神背逆神
We see at the end of the Old Testament time the people of Israel God's people have walked away from the Lord
最终神借着众先知多次多番呼召他们要儿女的心来转向父亲。
The Lord has used many prophets to turn, in many different times to call the his people to turn back to the Father.
因为他们的目标错了，因为他们的方向错了。
Because they have been facing the wrong way, they have been going down the wrong direction.
所以神要他们回转。
So the Lord called them to repent.
来转向神。
Turn back to the Lord.
今天我们知道，我们到了新约，到了教会时代的最末了。
Today we are in the New Testament time. Perhaps we are at the end of the age of the church.
神对他儿女们的呼喊，同样是要转向神。
So the Lord has the same calling to us, turn back to the Lord.
要回转朝着天国的目标而往前。
Repent, face again towards the right direction in the kingdom of heaven.
因为基督的国度非常靠近了。
Because the kingdom of the Lord is very near.
因此我们应当悔改。
So we need to repent.
有一次我姐妹她开车她去 Katy 那边接了我一个孩子哈。然后之后他要去休斯顿 downtown。
One time my wife picked up our child from Katie and they were going to downtown.
对，所以他知道他要上十号公路。
So she knew she need to get on I-10.
所以当他看到那个路标哈，就把他引到十号公路以后，他就非常开心，非常努力的往前开。
So she found the intersection that says I-10 and she was very happy. So she got on that ramp and she just kept going.
很专心的一直开，一直开。
And she was driving with a lot of focus and she just kept going.
大概开了差不多半个小时，突然间看到，哎，怎么 Sealy 快到了
？After about half an hour, suddenly she saw a sign for Sealy.
Oh, Sealy.
Sealy, yeah.
所以你知道这什么意思吗？
Do you know what that meant?
Wrong direction, 哈。
She went the wrong direction.
这个往西边去了，哈。她往去就是在 downtown 应该是往东边。
From Katy, she should have gone east towards downtown, but rather she took a turn towards west.
虽然她很用心、很用力开、很专心开。
She was driving with much focus. She was driving very well.
哎呀，当她看到 Sealy 的时候，她知道啊。这个方向搞错了。
But when she saw the sign for Sealy, she realized she was going the complete wrong direction.
哎呀，现在离她本来她要去的那个目的地怎么样？就更远了。
And she was actually farther from where she started.
还好她发现，我就跟她开玩笑，还好你没有开到 San Antonio 才发现。
So I was joking with her. At least good thing that you didn't go to San Antonio before realizing.
同学们，如果你一直开一直开，那你看到 San Antonio downtown 了。
But if you imagine if you had kept driving and driving until you saw downtown, but San Antonio downtown.
对你们，你会怎么做？
How, what would you do?
哎呀
，Stay the night.
我要去 Houston downtown. 现在已经这么远了，那开错路，开这么远了。
So if you had gone the wrong direction and gone a really long way.
那就算了吧，那我就在 San Antonio 住一晚吧。
Would you say then forget it? I'll just stay a night here in San Antonio.
还是我就搬到 San Antonio 去
？Well, I'd rather just move to San Antonio.
对你们不会的。
You won't, right?
你会有什么反应呢
？What would your reaction be?
你要 turn around.
You need to turn around.
你要转回。
Take that U-turn.
是不是要转回呢
？Repent.
你要转回往正确的方向而去。
To face again towards the right direction.
当你转回的时候，你心里面会想：哇，我现在离休斯顿当趟已经三个小时远了。
So would you think, oh, now I'm 3 hours away from my actual destination?
但是无论如何
，But no matter what.
如果你要到达你的目的地
，If that is still your destination,
你要从一个错误的目标、错误的方向要转回。
If that's your goal, then you have to turn around from the wrong direction.
虽然距离很远很远
，Even though you have gone a long way.
但是求主帮助我们。
But may the Lord help us.
叫我们能够朝着对的目标、对的方向。
So that we can face the right direction, face the right goal.
所以中文很好，中文用了悔改两个字。
So the Lord, the Chinese use the word repent.
不仅要悔
，not only to feel sorry about what you have done.
而且你要改。
But you have to change.
你不能只是想说，哎呀，我开错路了，我开错路了。
So you can not only think or to blame yourself to saying I went the wrong way, went the wrong way.
但是你还继续开。
But you kept going anyway.
就你们不是的。
That is not right.
你要转回。
You have to turn around.
你要来重新对着向着。对的目标来往前。
And you have to face the right direction and set your goal straight again.
所以主耶稣在马太福音告诉我们。
So the book of Matthew tells us.
说你们要先求他的国和他的义。
Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness.
而且我们要把我们人生的目标要重新确认是对的。
That we need to again assure that we have been facing the right, pursuing the right thing.
我们要来追求顺服 神的权柄。
That we have been seeking His kingdom and His authority.
我们要来追求有更多神生命的性情能够建立在我们身上。
That we are seeking so that His character can be formed in us.
就让神的权柄，让神生命的本性能够成为我们生活侍奉的第一个优先。
That His authority and His character and His nature will be the priority in our life.
以这个作为目标。
And that will become our goal.
不让任何我们的计划或是我们手中的工作来影响了这件事情。
That there will be no other plan or the works of our hand that can distract us from that goal.
这叫做先求神的国和神的义。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们才能够朝着这正确的目标来进天国。
Then we can set our goal to the right direction, and then we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们每一天都需要来重新检视，都需要来回转的一件事情。
And that is something we need to examine daily and to repent from daily.
弟兄姐妹，今天在你的计划里头
，What is in your plan today?
今天在你手中的工作当中
，What are the works of your hand?
有没有什么事情是拦阻了你？进天国的这个目标。
Are there anything that will distract you from entering into the kingdom of heaven?
若你发现你的目标、你的方向错了
，If you see that you have been going down the wrong direction,
你要继续往前开吗
？Would you still going forward?
还你要在主的面前悔改
？Or would you repent before the Lord and turn around?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
好，那我们时常能够这样子来朝着正确的目标。进天国这个方向来往前。
So if we can continue to press on forward in the right direction,
我们需要像主所说的，要舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从主。
And the Lord has taught us we need to deny ourselves daily and take up our cross and follow Him.
我们刚才在马太福音十六章所读的经文，在马可福音第八章。主也说了同样的话。
What we read from Matthew chapter 16 was repeated again in Mark chapter 8.
然后在马可福音第九章第一节，就是当主说完了叫门徒要舍己背起十字架跟从主之后。
So after the Lord had told his disciples in the book of Mark that we need to deny ourselves, take up his cross and follow him.
对，主耶稣又对门徒说：“我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在没尝死味以前，必要看见神的国大有能力临到。”
He continues on by saying in chapter 9, verse 1, he says, Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power.
弟兄姐妹，今天神的国，今天这个天国的能力要显明在我们身上，要彰显在我们生活当中，我们看到我们必须要照着主所说的舍己，背起十字架。
And we see that today, if we want the power of the kingdom of heaven to come upon us, to come into our life, then we need to first deny ourselves, take up the cross, follow him.
这句话，主的这句话在第一世纪就得着了一个应验。
And this word has already been fulfilled in the first century.
在使徒行传第四章那边记载，使徒们大有能力见证主耶稣复活。
In the book of Acts, chapter 4,It has already recorded that with great power the apostles were given testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，今天在我们生活当中，今天在我们传福音的时候，我们有没有这样的能力来见证主耶稣的复活呢？
Today in our daily life or in when we share the gospel, do you have the power to testify to the resurrection of Jesus?
为什么在第一世纪我们看到使徒们，看到教会是那样子有能力的？来见证这位复活的主耶稣。
How come we see such power in the life of the apostles in the first century when they testify to the resurrection of Jesus?
我们看到乃是借着舍己背起他们的十字架。
It was because they learned how to deny themselves, how to take up their cross.
主在复活升天之前，他吩咐门徒们，你们要在耶路撒冷等候。
Because before the Lord ascended to heaven, He had commanded His disciples, "Wait for me in Jerusalem."
使徒行传第一章给我们看见，那时候就有120个门徒，他们在耶路撒冷同心合一的祷告。
And then you see in Jerusalem there was 120 disciples who prayed in one accord.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是舍己背十字架 所带来的一个见证。
So you see, here is the testimony of how the disciples can deny themselves and take up their cross.
因为120个人呢，怎么能够同心合意呢？
How can 120 people be in one heart?
弟兄姊妹，我问你们。
Let me ask you.
问你们已经结婚的人。
Especially those who have been married.
你们家里面夫妻两个人哈。
For two people at home.
同心合意容不容易？
Is it easy to have one heart to be in one accord?
不错，我们年轻弟兄还没结婚他就知道不容易了。
Many of the unmarried young brothers already says it's not easy.
那前面两个人要同心合意就不容易了。
For two people to be in one heart, it's already very difficult.
你在那里120个人要能够同心合意的为着神的旨意来祷告，
是
何等不容易的事。
So how can 120 people to come together with one heart praying for the purpose of God?
他们若不是一同的照着主的吩咐来学习舍己，背起自己的十字架，
unless
他们是不可能能够在那里同心合意的祷告。
Unless they all come together and learn to follow the Lord and to deny themselves, otherwise they cannot be of one heart and one accord.
你们在过去这些年的服事当中，我越来越发现到
as I have served in these past years,
主的话是非常真实的。
I truly have realized how real and how true is the word of the Lord.
今天在地上哪里若有属神的人，有两三个人能够同心合意。
If there is two or three that can come together in one heart,
他们愿意照着主所说的舍己，背起自己的十字架，在那里来同心合意的话。
If they're willing to truly deny themselves, take up their cross, and to follow the word of the Lord,
弟兄姐妹，没有一件事情是神不能做的。
There is nothing that's impossible to God.
神的国必大有能力领到神的儿女们中间。
You will see the kingdom of heaven come with great power into our midst.
如果神的儿女们能够同心合意，
Only if the children of God can come in one heart.
如果神的儿女们愿意学习舍己背十字架来跟从主，
Only if the people of God can learn to deny themselves and follow him.
没有一件事是可以拦阻教会。
There is nothing that could be a hindrance to the church.
在你的家里，在你的身上，在你的家里，在聚会当中，没有一件事是神做不到的。
In your home, in your fellowship, in your ministries, in your life, there is nothing that's impossible to God.
今为什么在你我身上有这么多的难处，这么多的软弱？
How come we encounter so many difficulties, so many weakness?
为什么今天在基督徒的家里头有许多的难处？
How come we have so much things that are difficult at home?
为什么今天神教会的见证是那样的软弱？
How come the testimony of the church is so weak?
弟兄姐妹，总归就是一个关键点。
One key thing that we can all summarize it to,
就是我们没有舍己。
Is that we have not learned to deny ourselves. We have not really taken our cross and followed him. And as a result, the testimony of the Lord had been destroyed or encountered so much weakness.
弟兄姐妹，只有舍己背十字架才能够叫我们完全顺服在天国君王的权柄之下。
Only by denying ourselves and taking the cross, then we can be fully under the authority of the king.
叫我们能够来遵行父神的旨意。
That we can follow the will of the Father.
这舍己就是舍弃我们自己的权利。
Denying ourselves meaning denying our own rights.
自己的喜好。
Our own preference.
自己的选择。
Our own choices.
自己的理由。
Our own reasons.
许许多多都是从我们自己出来的。
Many things come from ourselves.
我们必须要因着主爱的激励，我们愿意把它降服在主的脚前。
But by the constraining power of the love of Christ, we can surrender these all at His feet.
什么叫做背十字架？
What does it mean to take up His cross?
最简单就是主耶稣在客西马尼园的时候所给我们的一个榜样。
Very simply, we saw the example of the Lord Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane.
就是不要照我的意思，只要照主的意思。
Not my will, yours be done.
我们知道在近代教会历史当中，那何寿恩姐妹她实在是被主所用的一个非常宝贵的器皿。
We have heard of the testimony of Sister Margaret Barbara and how she was a precious vessel used by the Lord.
我们姐妹她有一个座右铭。
And she had a saying, a motto.
就是写着 为己无所求，为主求一切。
That she has said, I want nothing for myself, and I want everything for the Lord.
有一次，当我们姐妹她在主的面前在办一个交涉。
There was one time she was negotiating before the Lord.
她知道这件事情，对于这件事情，她知道主的意思是如何。
That she had already a sense of how the Lord wanted this thing to work out.
她也知道她的意思，她自己的意思是如何。
But she also knew that she had her own thoughts.
在她在主面前，在你祷告，在你跟主办交涉的时候。
So she was praying and negotiating with the Lord.
叫她感到非常的为难。
And she felt this back and forth is so difficult.
可是我们看到我们姐妹，她是有一个明确目标。
But this sister was a Christian with a very clear goal.
她祷告到后来，她就跟主有一个祷告。
So at the very end of her struggling, she had this prayer.
好主啊，你不要改变你的意思。
She says, Lord, don't change your will.
你再等一等。
But wait for me.
等我改变我的意思。
Wait until I was able to change mine.
对姐妹。这是一位学习舍己背十字架跟从主的一位姐妹。
Here is a sister who has learned how to deny herself, how to take up the cross.
我们感谢主，当主在历史历代当中，当他能够得着这样的器皿的时候。
We thank the Lord when the Lord is able to gain vessels like this throughout different generations.
我们看见主在那个时代，神。主就能够做大事。
Then the Lord will be able to do marvelous things and great revivals.
今天主在我们中间。
And in our midst today,
同样在寻找这样的器皿。
He's also looking out for vessels like this.
就是愿意答应主的呼召。
Those who are willing to answer the calling of the Lord.
舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从主的人。
Those who are willing to take up their cross and deny themselves and follow Him.
对于主的这个呼召和命令。和我们有什么关系呢？
And what does this calling, what this command of the Lord has anything to do with us?
为什么我们对于这样的一个简单的命令，我们却觉得是如此的艰难？
This is such a simple command, but how come we think that this is the most difficult thing to do?
有姐妹，那是因为在我们在你我的里面的那个己。那个天然生命的那个肉体，它成为最大的拦阻。
It is all because this self, this old life, this flesh within us, it is the greatest hindrance to the work of God on the earth.
弟兄姐妹，我们求主开我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord open the eyes of our hearts.
我们若是真认识到在你我里面这个肉体。是如何拦阻了神在我们身上那一个荣好、荣耀、美好的心意的话。
If we truly know that this our the flesh within us has become such a hindrance to the Lord's glorious and wonderful will,
就里面我们才会愿意舍己。
Then we will be willing to deny ourselves.
我们一点都不想保留自己。
That we no longer want to insist on our own flesh.
我们看到我们自己的那个丑陋、那个污秽、那个可恨。
We have seen the corrupted, how wretched I am.
我们才会愿意欢喜的。
Then we will
来答应主的呼召，舍己，背起十字架来跟从他。
Then we will rejoice when we answer His calling, when we follow Him and deny ourselves.
圣经中彼得是一个非常好的一个例子，让我们能够学习这个舍己背十字架功课的一个人。
In the Bible, Peter is a very good example, to show us how to deny ourselves and how to follow the Lord.
因为彼得的性格，他乃是毫无保留的把自己就呈现在主的面前。
Because Peter is without any guile, he displayed the self life very clearly.
他心里所想的。他嘴里就说出来。
Whatever he thought in his heart, he would express it in his mouth.
他心里所想的，他行动就表明出来。
And whatever he thinks in his mind, he would just act it out.
所以当他得着启示，他说主耶稣是神的儿子，是基督。
When he received the revelation that the Lord Jesus is Christ and God's Son.
那主耶稣呢，就称许他，这不是 他自己所得着的乃是父所启示他的。
So the Lord commended him, saying, "This is not from flesh and blood. This is what the Father has revealed to you directly."
这对彼得来说，这是彼得他做一个基督徒所追求的那个目标。
And to Peter, this would be the goal of his Christian life.
是一个错误的目标。
But rather, it had become a wrong direction.
因为他要在门徒当中，他要为大。
Because he wanted to be the first among all the apostles.
所以当主这样子来夸赞彼得的时候，他真的觉得自己就是头号的使徒了。
When the Lord commended Peter in such a way, he probably really thought that he was number one.
可当主说到他必须要上十字架。
But soon after that, the Lord Jesus told them that he was going to the cross.
我们看到彼得的反应是什么？
Peter was his first reaction.
弟兄姐妹，你记得吗？
If you still remember,
彼得的反应是什么？
What his reaction was?
就是他的己。
That his self immediately came out.
他其实非常不客气的责备主说，这事万不可发生在你身上。
He even rebuked the Lord, saying, "This shall never be."
那我们说，哎呀，这彼得他也是出于好意嘛。
And you may reason to say Peter is out of his kindness of his heart.
因为他爱主耶稣，他不愿意主耶稣受苦。
Because he loved the Lord, he didn't want the Lord to suffer.
所以呢，他说这事万不可临到你。
So he immediately rebuked the Lord, saying, "This shall never be."
主怎么对彼得说？
What did the Lord say to Peter?
弟兄姐妹，主怎么对彼得说？
What did the Lord say?
撒旦退去吧。
Satan, or adversary, get behind me.
任何反对十字架，任何反对基督的十字架，就是从撒旦而来。
Anything that's opposing to the cross of Christ is from the adversary.
弟兄姐妹，你我里面的肉体就是反对十字架。
That the flesh within me, within you, will oppose this cross.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到我们的己，我们的肉体何等需要十字架的对付。
So we see how we need the work of the cross within us.
我们看到在神大能的允许之下，彼得必须经过一个非常惨烈的一个失败。
So we see by God's allowance, he had to go through a great failure.
我们看到彼得在小使女面前，他前后总共三次否认主。
Even before a very small servant girl, he denied the Lord three times.
而这件事情是他才刚说完说，我就是死也不能不认你。
And this is immediately after he says, "Even if I die with you, I will never disown you."
彼得还说众人都跌倒，怎么样？我绝不会。
And Peter even said, "If all men fail you, I will never fail you."
弟兄姐妹，圣经把彼得这些事都记载下来，乃是要叫我们认识到。
The Bible recorded all these failures of Peter so that we may also understand.
我们要认识我们的己，我们认识我们的肉体，是神旨意何等的一个仇敌，是神旨意何等。
That we can know of our own flesh, our own self, how it is an opponent of the will of God.
弟兄姐妹，我相信我在这里说再多也没有也未必能够帮助我们。
And perhaps I don't need to keep repeating myself, and the many words will not help us.
我只能祷告求主，就是更多的让我们能够认识到我们里面的肉体是神旨意何等的拦阻。
I can only pray that we will all see what hindrance we have become from the flesh within us.
好像我们都愿意因着被主的爱所激励，我们愿意来答应主的呼召、主的命令，舍己背起十字架来跟从主。
So that we can all be constrained by the love of God, that we will be willing to deny ourselves, take up His cross and follow Him.
因为这是唯一的道路。
Because that's the only way.
这是进天国唯一的道路。
That's the only way to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
唯有当我们舍己，天天背起自己的十字架来跟从主的时候。
Only when we are willing to deny ourselves daily, take up our cross daily and follow Him.
我们才能够活在这天国的实际里头。
Then we can truly live in the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
我们才能够成为那得着天国的一般人。
Then we can receive this kingdom of heaven.
那很感谢主，主也给我们对于进天国的应许。
We thank the Lord, He has given us this promise.
就是让我们看到当主回来的时候。
That when the Lord returns,
这一般得着天国的人，乃是一般活着 被提的一般人。
All those who have received the kingdom of heaven will be raptured above.
当这个全世界，当世人都在遭难的时候
，When the world will be under great calamity，
主他要来亲自保守这一班他所宝贵的。
The Lord comes to protect and to keep this group of people that's precious to Him.
这一班活在天国里，这一班得着天国的人，他们要从主那里领受这样的一个奖赏。
And those who have been living in the kingdom of heaven will receive a great reward.
就这班圣徒能够被提到神的宝座前。
And these people will be taken directly to His throne.
就当全地有大灾难的时候。
But great calamity will come on the earth.
这班活在天国里得着天国的一般人，也是要与羔羊一同站在锡安山的一般人。
But these people who have been in the kingdom of heaven will stand on Mount Zion with the Lamb.
因为他们是跟随羔羊的一般人。
Because they have followed the Lamb.
他们乃是与羔羊一同来成就父神旨意的一般人。
And they can accomplish the will of the Father with the Lamb of God.
而他们最终也能够有份于那羔羊荣耀婚宴。
And at the end, they will have part, they will take part in that glorious wedding feast of the Lamb.
他们乃是像那五个聪明的童女。
They're just like that five wise virgin.
他们是有预备的。
They have been prepared.
他们是警醒的。
They have stayed awake.
他们是装备整齐来迎接新郎迎娶的一般人。
They had been made ready, equipped for the bridegroom to come.
愿主这简单的话语今天早晨能够提醒我们，能够激励我们。
May the Lord use these simple words to remind us again, to help us, encourage us.
从施洗约翰到如今。
From the time of John the Baptist until now.
天国是努力进去的。
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
努力的人就得着了。
The violent men take it by force.
因为我们都能靠主的恩典成为得着天国的一般人。
By the grace of God, may we all take up the kingdom of heaven by force.
我们在一起有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你宝贵的话语。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
主，让我们实在知道你在我们身上有着一个荣耀的心意。
May you help us to know the glorious purpose you have in us.
主，你将你自己宝贵的生命赐给了我。
You have given us your precious life.
你还呼召我们来跟从你。
You also call us to follow after you.
主啊，因为你要叫这个生命在我们身上，主啊，能够显出那样一个荣耀的一个光景。
Because you desire for this life to be manifested to reveal your glory.
叫基督能够成形在我们身上。
You want your Son to be formed in us.
叫基督一切美好的性情能够在我们身上得着彰显。
That all the goodness and the beauty of the nature of Christ can be manifested through us.
主，早晨实在是你的爱激励了我们。
Truly, your love has constrained us this morning.
叫我们对你的爱有一个回应。
May we also respond to your love.
主，虽然我们靠着自己不行。
Lord, we know by ourselves we are unable.
但我们愿意靠着爱我们的主。
But by the Lord who loves us,
在一切事上得胜有余了。
We can be more than conquerors.
愿你的旨意得着成就。
So may your will be done in our lives.
愿你的名得着荣耀。
May your name be exalted.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.